哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace with all brothers and sisters。
今天我们一起来查考的题目是主所爱的门徒。
The topic for today's encouragement is going to be the disciple whom Jesus loved。
我们知道，从圣经里面告诉我们，神是慈爱的。
We know from the Bible it tells us that God is very loving。
神是慈爱的，就是说神爱世上每一个人。
And that is to say that He loves everyone in the world。
圣经也说神是公义的。
And the Bible tells us that God is just。
就是说，如果我们做得好，神就会赏赐我们；如果犯了罪，神就会审判我们。
That is, if we did good, then God will reward us, and if we did bad, then He will punish us.
但是有时候我们在想，神是慈爱的，是不是爱每一个人的程度都一模一样呢？
We often think because He is loving, but does that mean that He loves everyone equally?
那么我们也问一下，我们做家长的，
and we can ask ourselves as parents.
如果我们有超过一个的孩子的话，
if we have more than one children,
没有错，我们也会爱每一个我们所生的儿女。
Of course, we'll love each and every one of our children.
但是在心底里面，我们倒是一定有比较讨我们喜欢的那一个儿子或者女儿的。
But in our hearts, there is one that we favor.
在圣经里面记载，主耶稣有十二个门徒。
In the Bible, records that Jesus has 12 disciples.
主耶稣既然拣选他们当门徒，主耶稣一定是喜爱他们。
And since Jesus chose them to be his disciples, he must love them all very much.
但是约翰福音里面记载有一个门徒，主耶稣没有讲他的名字，但是记载是主所爱的门徒。
In the Gospel of John, the recorded disciple was not named, but it was called the one whom Jesus loved.
证明主耶稣特别疼爱他。
And that proves Lord Jesus especially loved him more.
既然疼爱他，一定有特别的理由。
And because he loved him more, he must have had a reason to do so.
那么今天我们再来查考，怎样成为可以主所爱的门徒。
So today we're going to study how to become the disciple whom Jesus loved.
第一点呢，
the first point.
这个主所爱的门徒啊，常常靠近主的怀里。
The disciple whom Jesus loved is often beside Jesus.
我们请看约翰福音第十三章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 13.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
约翰福音第十三章二十一节。
Gospel of John chapter 13 verse 21.
耶稣说了这话，心里又愁，就明说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。”门徒彼此对看，猜不透所说的是谁。二十三节。
23.
有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身爱进耶稣的怀里。西门彼得点头对他说。24.你告诉我们，主是指着谁说的呢？那门徒便是靠着耶稣的胸膛问他说：“主啊，是谁呢？”耶稣回答说：“我沾一点饼给谁，就是谁。”耶稣就沾了一点饼，递给加略人西门的儿子犹大。这里是记载在晚餐的时候，主耶稣讲到有一个门徒会卖耶稣。
Here it talks about the Last Supper where Jesus proclaimed that someone is going to betray him.
这个世界最难过的感觉是什么呢？
What is the most painful emotion in this world?
并不是生病。
It is not being ill.
并不是孤单。
It is not being lonely.
最难过的感受是被人出卖。
The most sorrowful emotion is to be betrayed.
十二个门徒当中有一个要出卖耶稣啊。
Among the 12 disciples, one of them was going to betray Jesus.
这十二个门徒每天跟主生活在一起。
These 12 disciples live every day with Jesus.
主耶稣花最多的心思培养他们十二个。
And Lord Jesus spent the most effort in cultivating them.
结果有一个门徒要亲手把耶稣出卖了。
But yet one of them is going to betray Jesus.
这里二十一节，这里说耶稣讲了这个话之后呢，心里就很忧愁了。
Here in verse 21, it tells us Jesus was troubled in spirit.
所以有时候我们在想，当一个人如果远离神的时候。
So we often think when a person is away from God.
如果一个人犯了罪的时候，
when a person sins,
我们常常想第一个反应就是说，神是不是很生气？
The first reaction would be, is God very angry at this person?
神要来刑罚了。
That God will punish this person.
神要来审判了。
And he will judge this person.
但是我们不要只想神会生气而已。
But we must not only think that God will be angry.
神的感受不单只生气，神的感受更是忧愁啊。
Not only will he be angry, he will be troubled in his spirit.
如果一个人离开了神，
if a person departed from God,
犯罪的话，
and he sinned,
神就会忧愁，
then God will be grieved.
我们看 如果我们是父母的话，
For example, if we're parents,
如果我们的儿女表现得不好，
If our children are not doing well,
没有错，我们第一个反应是很生气。
Of course, our first reaction is to be angry.
这个生气可能是一个小时，或者是一天两天的。
Maybe this anger will last for an hour, or maybe a few days.
但是如果生气之后，接下来的感觉就是很担心啊，怎么办啊？这个孩子这样。
But after we become angry, the next day just will be worried about this child.
所以，犹大就是令主忧愁的门徒。
So Judah is the one that has troubled Jesus.
啊，今天我们也是一样。
And today is the same for us.
我们常常想，我们有没有我们所作所为有没有令主耶稣很担心？
We must think that the things we do, our behavior, does it worry Jesus?
主耶稣可能看，哎，在我的家里看常常看不到某一个儿女，主耶稣很担心啊。
Maybe Lord Jesus would say, in my household, I can't see this brother or sister very often.
啊，主耶稣看到儿女在外面的表现不像父亲，父亲也很忧伤啊。
Or the father see that the child's behavior is not like the father, then the father be very displeased.
啊，这里圣经告诉我们了，耶稣所爱的门徒啊，这不一样了。
But here it tells us the one whom Jesus loved, he is different.
啊，这里说耶稣所爱的门徒啊，他特别啊，跟主非常的亲近。
It tells us that the one that Jesus loved is very close to Jesus.
啊，他靠近主的怀里。
That he reclines next to him.
啊，然后呢，来问主耶稣啊，问主到底那个人是谁呢？
And he asked Jesus that who it was going to be.
啊，今天我们也是一样。
And today's the same for us.
如果我们要当主所喜爱的门徒的话，
If we're going to be the disciple whom Jesus loved,
我们一定要常常亲近主。
We must be often near God.
常常贴主的心呢。
We must be reclining near Jesus.
啊，这个主耶稣所爱的门徒，他对主耶稣的感觉很敏感。
And this disciple whom Jesus loved, he's very sensitive to Jesus' feelings.
主耶稣不开心，他马上知道。
He will immediately know if Jesus was upset.
主耶稣很孤单，他马上知道。
If Jesus was lonely, he would immediately know.
啊，所以啊，就好像一个小孩子一样，马上把头啊靠在主的怀里。
So he'd be like a child immediately. He'll be reclining near Lord Jesus.
我们来看旧约的以赛亚书。
Let us turn to Isaiah.
旧约的以赛亚书46:3。
Isaiah 46 verse 3.
以赛亚书46:3。
Isaiah 46 verse 3.
3-4。
Verse 3. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all you who remain of the house of Israel, you whom I have upheld since you were conceived, and have carried you since birth. Verse 4. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you.
每一次读到这里啊，心里都有个很大的感动。
Every time I read this passage, I felt touched.
这里形容了神是怎么样呢？
How does it describe God here?
神呢，亲自的会抱着我们呢。
That he will carry us.
就像一个父亲呢，亲眼看到他儿子出生了，马上给他抱起来。
That like a father when he sees that his child just been born, he will take up this child.
然后呢，紧紧的抱住不肯放。
And he will hold this child very tightly and will not let go.
我第一次当爸爸的时候，我在医院呢，看到 baby 那么小，不太敢抱那个 baby。
The first time I became a father in the hospital, I didn't dare touch the baby because it was so small.
他们早产了，瘦瘦的。
And because they were premature and they were very thin.
但是呢，护士跟我讲说你要抱他。
But the nurse told me that you have to hold your child.
那么我就开始抱他们两个了。
So I began holding my children.
抱的时候有一种很强烈的感觉。
And when I hold my children, I have this strong feeling.
这是我的儿子。
That these are my sons.
我抱他的时候，我都跟他有一种心灵一种相通啊。
And when I hold them, I have this connection with them.
有人说小孩子啊，三岁以前最好玩。
Some people say that children before they're 3 years old, they're the most adorable.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他那时候最可爱。
Because at that time, they're very cute.
你要抱他，他让你抱。
And if you want to hold them, they'll let you hold them.
他有时候很远远的就看到父母就跑过来。
And from a very far distance, when you see their parents, they will run to the parents.
紧紧地帮你抱住啊。
And they will hug their parents.
哇，父母的心呢，就虽然很辛苦工作，但是也是值得的。
And the parents will feel very fulfilled, even though they're working very hard.
这里说神很想抱我们啊。
Here it tells us God very much wants to hold us.
不单只是我们 baby 的时候抱啊，连我们头发都变白了，还是想抱我们。
Not only when we're young babies, but even when we have great hairs in old age.
啊，很想拯救我们。
And he wants to rescue us.
啊，我们后天就是敬老会，见新年特别聚会了。我们会有很多公公婆婆长辈在当中，我们要对我们表达他们的敬意。
And the day after on the New Year's Day is going to be Senior Appreciation Day.
有人觉得说啊，小孩子才好可爱，好抱啊，老人家还抱什么？
And some people think we should only hold young children. They're so cute. Why do we hold elderly people?
神不是这样说啊。
But God does not say this way.
神说当你头发白了，我还要抱你。
God said, even when you have gray hairs in your old age, I want to hold you.
但是我们问一问自己。
We should ask ourselves.
今天我是主的儿女。
Today we're the children of God.
我愿不愿意亲近主呢？
Are we willing to be near God?
我愿不愿意被神来抱呢？
Are we willing to be held in the arms of God?
有没有这种小孩子想要被抱的精神来亲近神呢？
And do we have the attitude of a young child that they want to be held?
犹大，他虽然是主的门徒，但是他的行为令主忧伤。
Judah, even though he was a disciple of Jesus, his actions grieved him.
彼得，他是主的时候最年长的那个门徒，但是他不敢直接问主耶稣问题。
Peter was the eldest of the disciples, but he did not dare ask him the question himself.
但是这个主所爱的门徒，
but this disciple whom Jesus loved,
他不害羞，
he was not ashamed,
他不害怕，
he was not fearful.
头一靠都到主的怀里了，
he reclined near Lord Jesus.
直接就问主耶稣，主啊，你到底担心什么？是哪一个让你心痛？
And he directly asked Lord Jesus, what is it that makes you trouble?
所以啊，他对主耶稣的感觉很敏感啊。
So he's very sensitive to Jesus' feelings.
啊，有一对母子在另外一个国家一个教会。
And there was a mother and son in a different country.
啊，那个教会比较软弱。
And this church was weaker.
聚会的人不多。
And the congregation was small.
十点钟要聚会了，很多十点半都还没有来。
And when the service at 10, many people didn't come until 10:30.
但是妈妈跟儿子讲。
But the mother told the son.
就算大家都不来。
Even if nobody comes.
就算大家都迟到。
Even if everyone is late,
我们不可以迟到。
We cannot be late.
我们不可以不聚会。
We cannot avoid services.
因为主耶稣在等我们。
Because Lord Jesus is waiting for us.
这位妈妈对主耶稣的心肠很体会。
This mother knew very well the feelings of Lord Jesus.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们要体会基督耶稣的心肠。
And the Bible tells us we must experience the feelings of Lord Jesus.
像一个 baby 啊，要被妈妈、被爸爸抱紧一样。
It is like into a baby who wants to be held by his parents.
如果我们有机会去参观或者是访问所谓的老人院，
when we have a chance, we can go visit an elderly home.
在老人院的老人家最喜欢看到什么呢？
What is their favorite thing to see in the elderly home?
并不是最喜欢看到很大的火鸡。
Their favorite thing is not to see a very good turkey.
不是最好看的电影。
Or the most enjoyable movie.
最喜欢看到的就是自己的亲人来去看他。
Their favorite things to see in the elderly home is their relatives.
神是我们的父。
Our heavenly father.
神最喜欢看到什么呢？
What does he want to see?
很简单，就是他的儿女来看他。
It's very simple. It is his children coming to see him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
2006年已经快要过去了。
2006 is about to pass.
在这一年里面，我们有没有常常亲近主呢？
And during this year, have you often come to draw near to him?
我们请看雅各书第四章第八节。
Let us turn to James chapter 4, verse 8.
这一节经节非常的好。
This is a very good verse.
啊，雅各书四章第八节。
James chapter 4, verse 8. Verse 8, come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
这里说啊，你们亲近神，神就亲近你。
Here it says, if you draw near to God, he will draw near to you.
啊，所以在2007年快来了。
So 2007 is about to come.
我们要立志。
We have to be determined.
做一个好的 baby， 在神面前好像一个乖乖的 baby， 让神抱紧。
To be a very obedient baby, so we can be held by Lord Jesus.
常常投靠主的怀里。
So we'll be always reclining near Lord Jesus.
第二点。
Second point.
主所爱的门徒啊，是得到主耶稣信任的。
The disciple whom Jesus loved has the trust of Lord Jesus.
主耶稣交托他最重要的任务。
And he will give him the most important missions.
我们请看约翰福音第十九章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 19.
所以，约翰福音第十九章二十五到二十七节。
Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 25 to 27. 25. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. 26. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." 27. And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
我们知道主耶稣他是神道成为肉身来到世上。
We know Lord Jesus was God in human flesh.
但是既然要来到世上，就透过一个肉体的母亲，就是他的玛利亚。
And to come into the world in flesh, he must go through a physical mother, and that is Mary.
主耶稣在一辈子传福音、领受恩典的人很多。
Through his life, there are many people who he spread gospels to and performed miracles on.
但是能够跟主跟到最后的人却很少。
But there are very few people who can follow him till the end.
这里记载有三种人啊，跟主跟到最后。
Here it records there are three types of people who followed him till the end.
第一种，第一个就是他自己的母亲。
The first was his mother.
啊，因为母亲把他生出来，感情最厚。
Because his mother gave birth to him and had the strongest emotions.
最不忍心看到儿子受苦。
And she did not want to see her son suffer.
无论再大的困难。
And no matter how much trouble.
她要亲眼看着她肉身的儿子。
She wants to look at her physical son.
第二种人就是她母亲的姐妹，就是一些姐妹啊。
And the next is his mother's sisters.
姐妹比较注重感情。
And usually sisters are place more emphasis on emotion.
一般来说，在信仰上也比较持久，比较坚定。
And in general, sisters are more fervent in faith.
啊，第三种呢？
And the third kind
就是主所爱的门徒了。
It's a disciple whom he loved.
有人在问，为什么主耶稣要把他的母亲，肉体的母亲交给他所爱的这个门徒呢？
Some people wonder why did Jesus give his mother to a disciple whom he loved?
为什么不交给彼得，不交给安德烈，不交给其他人呢？
Why didn't he ask Peter or Andrew to take care of his mother?
很简单，因为其他门徒已经跑掉了。
It's very simple because the other disciples are not there anymore.
之前曾经很大声说，主啊，我要跟你跟到死的那些人已经跑得很远了。
And the disciples once said that I will follow you till death. They have flee very far away.
但是平常不太讲话的那一个主所爱的门徒却默默地跟主跟到最后。
But the one who was very quiet, he silently followed Jesus till the end.
教会也有很多这种弟兄姐妹。
In the church, there are many brothers and sisters like this.
平常话不多。
Usually they don't have much to say.
所做的工作也可能不是很多。
And they may not do much holy work.
但是其实他们心里面是很爱主的。
But in their heart, they're very loving.
在主耶稣需要他的时候。
And at the time that Jesus needs them the most.
他是可以跟主跟到最后的。
They can follow Jesus till the end.
所以人有三种不同的信仰。
So a person can have three different kinds of faith.
第一种就是别人还没有跑，我自己先跑。
And the first is that when others didn't leave yet, you left first.
这就自己的离道。
Now you have left the truth.
这很可惜。
And this is very regretful.
第二种信仰。
The second kind.
别人跑了，我也跑了。
That when other left, I leave.
随波逐流。
And that is you follow the crowd.
跟随别人。
And you follow what other people do.
没有自己的立场。
You don't have a stand of your own.
这种更可惜。
And this is also very regretful.
那第三种最好的信仰。
And the third is the best kind of faith.
就好像主所爱的门徒啊。
It is like the disciple whom he loved.
别人都跑了。
When others have left,
但是我不跑。
But I will stay.
啊，在非洲开拓区。
In the African areas.
啊，曾经有一个地方。
There was once a region.
道理传去那边。
The truth was spread there.
教会刚刚开始。
And the church just started.
遇到很多的困难。
They made many troubles.
别人的攻击。
And other attacks.
阻挡。
And obstacles.
很多人虽然洗了礼了，但是也离开了。
Many people were baptized, but they left the church.
但是有一家人。
But there was one family.
他们知道我已经得到真理了。
They know they have received the truth.
我已经得到圣灵了。
That I have received the Holy Spirit.
我已经找到真教会了。
That I have found the true church.
别人跑，我不跑。
And even though others have left, I will not leave.
剩下他们自己一家。
And there was only this one family left.
每个礼拜六在家里守安息日。
Every Sabbath day, they will observe Sabbath.
很多年。
At their home.
很多年之后。
For many years later.
连总派的工人去到看到他们了。
The I sent their worker and saw them there.
很感动。
And they were very touched.
跟他们讲
And they said to them,
就算剩下你们一家
Even if there's only one family left,
我们都会来看你们给你们加油打气
We will come and visit you.
今天主耶稣能不能把最重要的工作交给我们呢
Today, will Lord Jesus be able to give him his most important mission?
并不只是看我们有没有这个才能而已
It is not just whether or not we have the talents.
最重要的就是看看我们有没有这个忠心
The most important is that whether or not we have the heart.
我们请看哥林多前书第四章
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第一到第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
哥林多前书第四章一到三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. Verse 1, so that men may not regard as the servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Verse 2, now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. 3, I care very little if I am judged by you or by any other human court.Indeed, I do not even judge myself.
啊，这里保罗告诉我们一个很重要的观念。
here Apostle Paul tells a very important concept.
我们每一个人都是神的管家。
Every one of us are servants of God.
如果像保罗是教会的执事、教会的传道的话，这是神的奥秘是福音的管家，要把这个福音传出去。
And if like Paul, he is a deacon or a preacher of the church, then he is a servant of faith.
如果我们是在教会侍工的参与者，神就把这个工作交给我们，让我们成为这个恩赐的管家。
And if we are part of the Holy Wicked Church, we are the servants and the managers of this talent.
如果我们有儿女，神就把儿女交给我们，要我们做儿女的管家。
And if we have children, then God has given us this authority to manage the children.
但是保罗告诉我们，
But Paul tells us,
要要求管家的最重要的不是他的才能。
What is required of the servants, it is not that they have to be very talented.
才能很重要，但是不是最重要。
Talent is important, but it's not the most important.
最重要的是要忠心。
The most important is faithfulness.
因为忠心，神就会同工。
Because if you're faithful, then God will work with you.
可能没有 100% 的这个才能，但是神会补给他。
You may not have 100% of the talent, but God will supply it for you.
神会派其他人来给他补全，比他给他补足，让他工作把他做好。
And he will ask others to help you so that you can do the work well.
所以这里保罗说，怎么做个忠心的管家呢？
Here Paul tells us how do we be a faithful servant.
第一啊，一定要坚持把事情做完。
And first is that we must be determined to finish the task.
可能有一些人很有才能。
Some people may be very talented.
但是可能觉得，哎呀，我有才能啊，随随便便做一半就不见了，没有把事情做完。
And they may think that I have a talent, so I'll just do half of it, and they don't finish it.
但是忠心的人，无论怎么样，他坚持到底，一定要把这个工作做完，我才可以放手。
And for someone who is faithful, they will stick with. They will persevere through this task until it's finished.
第二，什么叫忠心呢？
And second, what does it mean to be faithful?
忠心就是尽力的把事情做好。
And faithful means that you will put in all the effort to do this thing well.
当然人不可能完美，不可能100分。
Of course, person cannot be perfect or 100%.
但是我有多少，我已经拿出来了。
But I will give out whatever much I have.
这叫做尽力把它做好。
And this is putting the most of your effort.
保罗说啊，我虽然不是完美啊，我虽然不是100分啊，但是我已经尽力了。
Paul said, even though I'm not complete, I'm not perfect, but I have put in my best.
当我尽了力之后，人家讲什么，保罗说，我都不论断自己了，没关系了。
And if I have put in my effort, I will not be judged, and I will not care if others judge me.
这个就是主所爱的门徒这个态度了。
And this is the attitude we must have to be the disciple whom Jesus loved.
所以今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
在另外一个国家也有一个姐妹。
And in a foreign country, there was a sister.
她在教会里面做了很多的圣工。
She did a lot of holy work in church.
但是我们都知道，努力做圣工，魔鬼最不喜欢看到我们。
But we know that the devil does not want to see a person who put a lot of effort into holy work.
借着一些同工之间的误会啊，讲话攻击啊。
And through some misunderstanding with coworkers.
大家都讲她不好。
A lot of people said bad things about her.
但是这位姐妹她知道，我是为主做的。
But the sister knew that she was working for God.
无论怎么样，我要把事情做完。
No matter what, she wants to finish this task.
无论怎么样，我要把事情做好。
And no matter what, she wants to do this task well.
教会人很少，没有几个人，大家都不做，剩下她而已了。
And there are very few people in the church. Many people did not want to do the work, but she was the only one that did them.
但是她坚持到底。
And she was faithful till the end.
坚持到死。
And she was determined till death.
结果后来大家都发现了。
But in the end, people found out.
原来这位姐妹是忠心的工人了。
That this sister was indeed a faithful servant.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要再想想看。
So we must think about this.
我们请打开哥林多后书第六章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain.
哥林多后书这个第六章第一节告诉我们，我们是与神同工的，劝你们不可徒受神的恩典。
It tells us that we are fellow workers of God, and we must not receive God's grace in vain.
为什么一个人会服侍主呢？
Why would a person serve God?
为什么一个人会忠心呢？
Why would a person be faithful?
像保罗，他有一个观念。
Like Paul, he has this concept.
他神给我那么多恩典，我不可以白白领受。
That God has given me so much grace, I cannot freely receive.
所以他一定要尽力把工作做好。
And therefore, he want to put his best effort to do this well.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
2006年，神可能很祝福我们的事业。
Maybe in 2006, God blessed our career.
神可能很祝福我们的身体健康。
Maybe God blessed our health.
神可能也很祝福我们的家庭。
Maybe God blessed our family.
但是得了那么多恩典了。
But after we receive so much blessing.
神要我们怎么来报答他呢？
How does God want us to repay him?
恩典并不是白白领受的。
We must not freely receive his grace.
主所爱的门徒。
So the disciple whom Jesus loved.
主耶稣在十字架上面可以亲自把母亲交给他。
On the cross, Lord Jesus was able to hand his mother to his disciple.
因为主耶稣最信任他。
Because Lord Jesus trusted him the most.
什么知道他忠心呢？
How did he know that he was faithful?
在最困难的时候。
Because in the most trouble.
最孤单的时候。
In the most lonely time.
别人都跑掉的时候。
When everyone has run away.
知道哪一个是忠心的。
Then you will find out who is the most faithful.
所以主耶稣亲自把门徒交给他了。
So Lord Jesus handed his mother to him.
所以主耶稣最后的这个担忧啊，已经解决了。
And so he has shed his last worries.
我们今天有没有做一个忠心的门徒呢？
Today have we become a faithful disciple?
第三点。
Third point.
这位门徒啊，他对主耶稣的声音很敏感。
And this disciple is very sensitive to the sound and voice of Lord Jesus.
我们请打开约翰福音二十一章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章第四到第七节。
Gospel of John chapter 21, verse 4 to verse 7. Verse 4, early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciple did not realize that it was Jesus. Verse 5, he called out to them, Friends, have you anything to any fish? No, they answered. 6, he said, Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large sum of fish. Verse 7, then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, It is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he has taken it off, and jumped into the water.
这里是主耶稣复活之后再一次向门徒显现。
This is after Lord Jesus had resurrected, he appeared to the disciples.
在这个显现之前呢，主耶稣已经显现好几次了。
Before this time, he had appeared to them many other times.
想要加添门徒的信心。
He wanted to strengthen their faith.
教他们去传福音。
And to tell them to spread the gospel.
教他们去等待要求圣灵。
Tell them to wait and for the Holy Spirit.
结果这些门徒呢？
But what happened to these disciples?
软弱的还是软弱。
They were weak.
回去打鱼了。
And they went back to fish.
我想主耶稣的心一定很急。
And I think at that time, Lord Jesus may be very sorrowful.
其实这些门徒有时候就是我们这样。
Because these disciples may be us.
我们有时候都很软弱。
We may be very weak sometimes.
明明知道什么要做什么事情，却是没有力量把它做出来。
We know what we should do, but we do not have the strength to do them.
但从这里我们可以学到主耶稣怎么样做呢？
From here we can learn what Lord Jesus did.
主耶稣怎么样领导那些软弱的门徒来回转，来归向神呢？
How did Lord Jesus guide these disciples, these weak disciples, and turn them back to God?
主耶稣没有责备。
First, he did not rebuke them.
没有说你们这些没用的门徒在干什么，为什么不去传福音？
He didn't rebuke them, say you're so useless. Why did not go to spread the gospel?
为什么还回到以前的职业去打鱼？你们不是做门徒的吗？
And why have you turned back to your old profession to fish? Aren't you going to preach?
主耶稣没有责备。
Lord Jesus did not rebuke them.
主耶稣也没有审判。
And he did not judge them.
因为这个不是审判的时候。
Because this is not the time of judgment.
这个是关心的时候。
This was the time for him to care.
主耶稣怎么样关心呢？
How did Lord Jesus care?
主耶稣讲话很亲切啊，第五节。
He was very friendly in verse 5.
小子啊，这是小朋友，这是朋友们哈，你们有吃的没有啊？
He said, friends, haven't you any fish?
主耶稣首先关心他们为什么会软弱。
First, Lord Jesus cared for them and asked them how they were weak.
他们现在很饿，肚子很饿的话，你讲什么都听不下去。
They were very hungry, and when you're hungry, you cannot listen to anything.
所以主耶稣先关心他们肉体的需要。
So Lord Jesus took care of their physical needs.
其实灵性的软弱跟肉体的软弱常常互相有关联的。
Sometimes the weakness of flesh and weakness spiritually are related.
为什么灵性会软弱呢？
Why would they be weak spiritually?
也是跟肉体软弱有关系。
It is related to their weakness in physical flesh.
为什么抓不到鱼呢？
Why couldn't they catch any fish?
这可能神没有祝福。
It may be because God did not bless them.
神没有带领。
And God did not guide them.
灵性先软弱了，所以物质也软弱了。
And because they were weak spiritually, they were weak physically.
我们不难看到，我们不难会发现。
Or else we will find out.
有时候，当一个人信心软弱的时候
，When a person is weak in faith,
远离神比较远的时候
，And when they're further away from God,
真的好像做什么都不顺利。
It seems like whatever they do, it will not go smoothly.
什么都不顺利，真的不一样。
And everything in the life will not be smooth.
所以主耶稣先关心你们有没有吃的。
So first of all, Jesus cared that if they have
any meat.
And they said no, they were very hungry.
整个晚上都打不到鱼。
The whole night they could not catch any fish.
这个主耶稣跟他们讲。
Then Lord Jesus said to them,
把网放在船的右边。
Throw your nets on the right side of the boat.
结果马上好多鱼在网子里面。
Then immediately they caught a lot of fish.
所以我们来看，为什么这个门徒是主所爱的呢？
Then we can see why is this disciple the one whom Jesus loved.
当其他门徒的心的眼睛还在看鱼，还在很高兴的时候
，When the other disciples they were still looking at the fish and very happy.
主所爱的门徒啊，这个时候啊，认得主的声音了。
The disciple whom Jesus loved, he recognized Jesus' voice.
对主的声音很敏感了。
He was very sensitive to his voice.
这个声音我三年前听过。
This voice I have heard 3 years ago.
我们看路加福音第五章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章第四节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 5 verse 4。
路加福音第五章第四节，请读。
Gospel of Luke chapter 5 verse 4. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep waters and let down the nets for a catch."
第五节。
Verse 5. Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets."
第六节。
Verse 6. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break.
这里告诉我们呢，主耶稣在三年前呢，就是行过类似的神迹奇事。
Here it tells us that 3 years ago, Jesus had performed such miracle.
这个时候呢，我们看第十节啊，他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也都在那边呢。
In verse 10, it tells us that, and so.James and John, sons of Zebedee, were there.
这很可能是约翰。那个圣经告诉我们说，这个主所爱的门徒很可能是约翰。
So in the Bible, it is very likely that this disciple whom Jesus loved is John.
所以追溯这个门徒，爱的门徒，想起，认得这个声音，是主，是主。
And so this John, this disciple, he recognized this voice, and it was the Lord.
有时候我们想到底主会怎么提醒我们。
Often we wonder how would the Lord remind us of things.
其实有时候主提醒我们没有错，是用一些管教，或者是让我们说，要回转了。
Many times indeed it's true that Lord Jesus reminds us through discipline and that we return back.
但是其实有更多的时候，虽然我们行为并不是很好，但是神还是祝福我们。
But there are more times when even though we do not act very well, He still blesses us.
神想用这个比较好的正面的方法让我们醒过来啊，但是我们不知道。
He wanted to use a positive method for us to wake up, but however, we do not know.
但是你看，门徒信心那么软弱，还可以捕到那么多鱼，神祝福他，神怜悯他了。
For example, here the disciples are very weak in faith. However, they can catch so much fish. It is because Lord Jesus blessed them.
但是主所爱的门徒的知道说，这个福气是神的提醒啊，并不是因为我们很好啊。
But the disciple whom Jesus loved, he knew that this was a reminder from Lord Jesus. It was not because of their abilities.
有一个孩子。
There was once a child.
心情很软弱。
He was very weak in faith.
很久没有来聚会了。
And he hasn't been to church for a long time.
但是父母常常为他祷告。
But the parents often pray for him.
在找工作。
He was looking for a job.
刚开始遇到很多的困难。
At first he encountered many troubles.
因为以他的标准来说，不容易找到好的工作。
Because according to his standard, it was difficult to find a good job.
但是因为父母常常在背后替他祷告。
But because the parents were supporting him and praying for him.
主啊，虽然我的孩子软弱。但是你求你还是怜悯他。
They pray that even though our child is weak, may you have mercy on him.
结果很奇妙，找到很好的工作。
And very miraculously, he found a good job.
父母提醒儿女。
And the parents remind the child.
不要以为你是很聪明、很能干，找到这个工作，不是的。
You must not think that you're very intelligent and very wise to get this job.
是神怜悯你。
It is because God had mercy on you.
今天我们也是一样。
And today is the same.
我们对神的话有没有很敏感呢？
Are you very sensitive to the voice of God?
无论是神责备的话也好。
Whether or not it is his rebuke,
神安慰的话也好
or his comfort.
我们看约翰福音第十章。
Let us turn to Gospel of John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
Gospel of John chapter 10.
第三节。
Verse 3.
约翰福音第十章第三节。
Gospel of John chapter 10 verse 3. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listens to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
这里主耶稣用个比喻说，主耶稣就好像牧人，我们这些信徒就好像主的羊。
Here Jesus used a parable saying that he is like the shepherd and we are his sheep.
牧羊人出来都会一只一只叫那羊的名字，叫他们出来的。
And when the shepherd calls the sheep, he called them one by one by their name.
我去非洲的时候因为很多信徒都有羊还有牛我问他们，他们真的说，真的每一只牛、每只羊都有名字的。
And when I went to Africa, many believers had sheep and cows, and indeed, they said every one of them had a name.
鸡是没有名字的，鸡太多了，因为但是牛跟羊都可以有名字，有些是大宝、小胖都有。
Except for the chicken, there are too many of them, so they don't have names. But every cow and every sheep have a name.
每天去放牛放羊了啊，叫他们一个出来了，出来了。
And when they want to go into the fields, they will call them out one by one.
这里主耶稣说都会按着我们的名字来叫我们呢。
And so here, Lord Jesus will call us one by one by name.
每一次聚会，主耶稣都在按我们的名字叫我们呢。
And every time in service, Lord Jesus will be calling us by name.
叫到名字了，主耶稣看到有人了，主耶稣就很开心了。
When Lord Jesus comes to your name and see that you're here, he'll be very joyful.
所以说像我们讲话叫我们如果我们人不在主就会担忧了。
And when he calls us and we're not there to listen, he will worry.
所以我们要学主所爱的门徒。
So we must learn from this disciple.
对主的声音很敏感。
He is very sensitive to the voice of God.
有人对电视的声音很敏感。
Some people are very sensitive to television.
电视一开马上精神了。
That they will wake up immediately when the television is turned on.
有人对上网很敏感，每天回家第一件事情打开 internet， 看看有没有 email。
Some people are very sensitive to internet, and every day they go home, they will turn on the internet to check their email.
听到 you got mail 就很高兴。
And they'll be very happy when they have mail.
但是2006年已经快过了。
But 2006 is about to pass.
我们花了多少时间在电视啊、上网啊方面呢？
How much time have we spent on television and computer?
但是同时间，我们也花了多少时间在听神的话语方面呢？
And at the same time, how much time have you spent on listening to God's words?
这次的学生灵恩会
This student spiritual convocation.
这些学生在这边待了五天
These students have stayed here for 5 days.
感谢主，主耶稣的亲自感动他们
And thank the grace of the Lord, he touched them himself.
他们有个立志啊
They have a determination.
他们说2007年我们要回去把圣经读一遍
That for 2007, they want to go home and read the Bible through once.
大家信主信了很久了
Because we have been believers of Jesus for a long time.
50几个学生问他们说，有谁已经把圣经读过一篇的呢？只有两三个人举手。
And of the 50-some students, only 2 or 3 people had read through the Bible once.
所以呢，每人就发一张这个每天读经的记录。
So every one of them have a Bible reading schedule.
他们都写下来说，我要立志2007年要把这个读完。
And they were determined to finish the schedule by 2007.
因为主的声音呢，主在叫我啊。
Because God is calling you.
主耶稣透过圣经来叫我们。
God is calling us through the Bible.
我们对主的声音很敏感。
We must be sensitive to this voice.
就是主所爱的门徒了。
And then we'll become the disciple whom Jesus loved.
因为我们读过的报纸啊，上网看什么电视啊，读过都忘记了。
When we read the newspaper, when we go on the internet, when we see them, we'll forget them.
今天读过这个报纸，明天就变垃圾，就去 recycle 了。
And today we'll read this newspaper. Tomorrow it'll be recycled.
但是这个东西永远不会 recycle， 永远都有用的。
But the Bible will never be recycled. It will always be useful.
改变我们的生命。
It changes our life.
第四点。
Fourth point.
主所爱的门徒啊，常常主动的跟着耶稣。
And the disciple whom Jesus loved often actively follows him.
我们请看约翰福音21章。
Let us turn to Gospel of John chapter 21.
约翰福音21章第18节。
Gospel of John chapter 21 verse 18.
18-23.
Verse 18-23. I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hand, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. 19. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, Follow me. 20. Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them.This was the one that had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, Lord, who is going to betray you? 21. When Peter saw him, he said, Lord, what about him? 22. Jesus answered, If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is it to you? You must follow me. 23. Because of this, the rumor spread among the brothers that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, If I want him to live and remain alive, I will return. What will he say to you?
这里告诉我们呢，当主耶稣帮他们捕到鱼之后，主耶稣就跟门徒讲话了。
Here records that after Lord Jesus have helped them catch fish, he talked to them.
主耶稣三次问彼得：“你爱我吗？”
He asked Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?"
主耶稣问了三次这个问题啊，彼得就很忧愁啊。
And because Lord Jesus asked him 3 times, Peter was hurt.
可能问第一次还是觉得自己很爱主啊。
Maybe the first time he felt he loved God very much.
可能问第二次，觉得为什么主耶稣会这样问两次呢？
Maybe the second time he wondered why did Jesus ask him twice.
可能问第三次，连自己都有点动摇了，到底是不是真的爱主啊？
Maybe the third time he'll be shaken. He'll think, what if I really love the Lord?
问完之后，主耶稣就跟彼得说，那么你跟我来吧。
And after he asked them, he said, follow me.
可能主耶稣还有一些话要跟彼得讲。
Maybe there are more things that Jesus wanted to say to Peter.
但是这个时候呢，二十节。
20.
就是说彼得转过来看到耶稣所爱的那个门徒也跟着来啊。
Verse 20 says he turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved was also following him.
这个门徒很主动。
This disciple is very active.
啊，主耶稣没有叫他跟过来。
Jesus did not want him to follow.
但是他想说，哎呀，如果我没有跟来，可能会错过了一些什么宝贵的道理，或者是什么的显现呢？还是要把耶稣跟得紧一点。
But he felt that if I did not follow Jesus, I may miss a miracle or some teachings, so I must follow him very closely.
主耶稣没有叫他咯，但是他自己跟了。
Lord Jesus did not call to him, but he came himself.
我们看看他跟彼得怎么不一样。
Let us see how he is different from Peter.
彼得也是很爱主。
Peter loved God very much.
但是彼得在这个时候呢，他是在这个被动之下的这个状态来爱主的。
But at this time, Peter loved God in a passive way.
耶稣问到你爱不爱我啊？
Jesus asked him if you love me.
我爱你，我爱你。
And Peter said, yes, I love you.
问了三次。
And he was asked three times.
主耶稣就说，好，你跟我来吧。
Then Lord Jesus said, then follow me.
讲完了，好了，彼得没办法了，一定要跟了，耶稣叫我跟嘛，就跟着。
And so Peter had no other choice but to follow him.
但是这个被动，这个是被动状态之下的爱啊。
But this is the love in the passive mode.
这个有点像儿女对父母的爱，有时候也是被动的爱。
For example, children's love for their parents is often passive as well.
啊，我们会怎么讲呢？
How will we say this?
我们有时候可能会跟父母讲。
Sometimes we'll say to our parents.
最近很忙哦。
That we're very busy.
等我有空再来看你。
When we have time, we'll come see you.
最近手头比较紧哦。
Recently, we're very tight financially.
我买了新的 Hi-Fi, 新的这个电脑。
We have bought new stereo and new computer.
家用少给你一点。
And so we will give you a little less allowance.
有多一点的时候再给你。
And when we have more, we will give you more.
我们不是不爱父母，我们也爱哦。
It is not that we don't love our parents.
但是这个有点被动的爱。
But this is kind of a passive love.
你很需要我的时候，我会来的。
When you really need me, I will come.
啊，但是我把你放在不是最重要的位置。
But I didn't put you in the highest priority.
有时候我们也会跟主耶稣这样讲哦。
Sometimes we will say this to Lord Jesus.
主啊，我也爱你。
That Lord, I love you too.
但是我有空的时候才来看你。
But I will come to see you when I have time.
我有需要的时候才祷告多一点。
And when I need something, I will pray a little harder.
我方便的时候你才来我家。
And when it's convenient, you can come to my house.
来我家代表说啊，访问啊，家庭聚会啊。
And that includes visitations or family services.
我们也很爱主，没有错。
Yes, indeed, we love God very much.
但是有时候这个爱是被动的。
But sometimes this love is very passive.
但是呢，主所爱的门徒就有点不一样了。
But it is different for the disciple whom Jesus loved.
主耶稣没有叫我跟他。
Jesus did not tell him to follow.
但是我自己要跟得很紧。
But he followed Jesus very closely.
这个就是主动状态之下的爱主啊。
And this is the love in an active mode.
犹太人有一句名言呢，是这样讲。
And there is a proverb from the Jew.
他说在被动之下所做的善事啊，它的价值只有主动去做的善事的一半。
And it means that the kind deeds you do out of a passive attitude is only half the value of the things you do if you're active.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我相信我们在2006年都是爱主的。
I believe all of us have loved the Lord in 2006.
但是我们有没有很主动的爱呢
？But do we love Him very actively?
有没有很强烈的爱呢
？Do we love Him very fervently?
啊，相信呢、啊，一对青年男生跟女生刚刚认识的时候，那种热情啊。应该是很强烈的。
And I believe that the love they a young couple find is very very deep and very strong.
当男生要追到女生的时候，会很认真的，会很勤快的。
When a boy finds a girl, he'll be very strong in his love.
啊，这样才会打动到对方啊。
And this is how they will catch another person's attention.
所以我们2006年对主一定有爱。
So indeed, in 2006, we have love for Lord Jesus.
但是我们追求在2007年当中。
But we must pursue that in 2007.
我们会爱主更深。
But we must love Jesus more.
在对主的工。
And for His holy work.
主的羊。
For His sheep.
主的使命。
And for His mission.
传福音方面。
And to preach the gospel.
或者是牧养小羊方面。
And to feed His lamb.
或者是弟兄姐妹的团契方面。
And to have fellowship with His brothers and sisters.
我们主动跟主。
We must actively follow Jesus.
不用主耶稣告诉我们说你一定要做什么。
We must not wait for Lord Jesus to come.
所以有人就问了，不要说我能啊，不要问说教会能够为我做什么。
So some people say you must not ask what can the church do for me.
而是我们要问我能为教会做什么。
But we must ask what can I do for the church.
啊，这里这个耶稣所爱的门徒主动跟随主。
And here it tells us the disciple whom Jesus loved followed Jesus actively.
其实这个不容易的。
This is not easy.
因为主耶稣跟彼得讲，并不是说啊，你要跟随我啊，那个以后天国的荣耀啊、福气啊，怎么样的。
Because Lord Jesus did not tell Peter about the glorious things in heaven, and you must follow me.
主耶稣跟彼得讲，以后你要怎么样死来荣耀我。
Jesus told Peter that this is how you will die in order to glorify me.
这是讲受苦的问题啊。
And this is concerning suffering.
如果今天主耶稣跟我们讲受苦的问题，可能我们跑掉了。哎呀，主耶稣啊，这个太困难了。
If Jesus today talks to us about suffering, we may run away thinking this is too difficult.
主所爱的门徒不跑掉。
But the disciple whom he loved did not run away.
彼得能够为主死。
Peter can die for the Lord.
我能不能呢？
And he wondered if he could.
跟着去听啊。
And so he wanted to listen.
我们最后来看哥林多前书第八章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多前书第八章。
1 Corinthians chapter 8.
第三节。
Verse 3. But the man who loves Jesus, who loves God is known by God.
第一节圣经也很好。
This is also a very good verse.
如果一个人爱神。
If a person loves God.
这人乃是神所知道的。
And God will know this person.
愿主祝福我们。
May God bless us.
帮助我们2007年爱主更深。
And help us to love him more in the coming year.
你爱神，神一定知道的。
If you love God, God will know.
所以在圣经里面，这个耶稣所爱的门徒是谁呢？
So in the Bible, who is the disciple whom he loved?
没有讲名字。
It doesn't say the name.
但是这个门徒可能就是你。
And this disciple could be you.
跟我。
Or I.
如果我们有做到刚刚那四点的话。
If we have done the previous four things.
请一起来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
106首。
106.